With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. Happy to be joined once again by the general manager of Beverly Airport, Gloria Bouillon. And Gloria, welcome back to MSO.
Hi, thank you, Rick. It's good to talk with you again.
You know, I appreciate the time. The sun is out. It is springtime. The weather's getting better. People are getting vaccinated, and it's beginning to look like a whole new world. So I hope things are going well on your side of the bridge.
They are. Honestly, it's been really busy. Projects are picking up. It's been extremely busy, I should say. But it's going well.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, there was an incident yesterday that, to me, as a layperson, looks similar to when a car kind of slips onto the sidewalk or misses a parking space, something like that, where a small plane at Beverly Airport apparently kind of slipped off the runway with a student pilot. Can you tell me, first of all, the incident, what happened, and then how that affects either the student, the plane, the airport, or whatever?
Sure, absolutely. So I was notified around 4 p.m. that a plane was off in the runway safety area. And to those users who don't know what a runway safety area, that's the grass area. So it's meant to support vehicles, emergency vehicles and equipment in the event that an aircraft does do an overrun, overshoot, or goes off either the side of the runway. So the grass area did exactly what it was supposed to do. It supported the aircraft. There was no damage to the aircraft. The student pilot walked out. He was a bit shaken up, as would be expected, but overall the incident was handled excellently. There was great communication, and the student did not have a scratch. So it was our best case scenario. And we suspended operations for about half an hour and resumed operations again back to our normal schedule of planes arriving and departing. So for us, it was an incident. It was handled very well, and we had Beverly Fire, the police, and FEMA arrive on the site as well as airport personnel. So it was a best-case scenario for that incident.
I imagine it's heart-pounding for the student pilot and his family. But
I can imagine, you know, and I told him what an excellent job he did. You know, the FAA looks into these incidents and events, and I told him, you know, they're going to question, and this is part of the process, so... but, you know, we're happy to see that he walked away without any injuries. So for us, it's a really good thing.
Yeah, and also from what I read, I think you might have mentioned the plane was undamaged also. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. So we on initial inspection, we did not see any damage to the plane.
That's cool.
And it's funny, I, you know, had walked into the office with expectations of this is what my day looks like, meeting after meeting, and then... You know, boom, it changes in a second.
Yeah.
And that's just part of the job. So it's exciting, but it's also really relieving when something like that happens and there are no casualties or incidents. And the safety areas did exactly what they were supposed to do.
That's very reassuring. And you said that the airport was closed for about half an hour. Is that, tell me how that procedure works. What are the steps you have to take to do that?
Yeah, so on initial assessment, we actually didn't close it. We suspended operations on that one runway, and we did close a taxiway in the event that emergency vehicles needed to access that. They would not do a violation if it were an open taxiway. So it was just suspension. It goes through Boston as well, so that arriving, there's a notification system essentially that they're alerted, so any planes coming in and out are aware of the situation that we were dealing with on the ground. Unfortunately, it wasn't right on the runway. It was in an area that we could have the emergency vehicles there and stationed and medical support if needed, but in this case it was not needed. So,
boy, this ain't like the movies, but man, is it interesting to learn about. Thank you for explaining all that. Man.
Yeah, and these things happen, and for us it's one in out of about 70,000 so operations. So for us it's a very low statistic.
And what's the role of does the NTSB get involved in that, or just the FAA?
The FAA is involved in this just because they do look into any accident.
Mm-hmm.
And Mass State Department looks into this as well. So they kind of work together, and then they look at any possible causes and really the story behind what potentially could have happened. So,
you know,
that's going to go underway.
My heart goes out to the student pilot because, as I may have told you, I took lessons for a very brief time. and I could never land the plane. I just got too nervous, and my my instructor always had to land it. So
yeah, I can imagine he's rattled, but I'm sure he'll be back
good.
Up in the air when all this is through.
That's great. Anything else going on at the airport? I know we talked a while back about, I believe, a runway extension and opening up of businesses and so on.
Yes, so we are going through the master plan project. It's we're heavily underway with what we presented to the communities. We had 6 public meetings. All the information is on beverlyairport.com under master plan. You can see the YouTube presentations that were done, the PowerPoint presentations, the commentary between what we presented to the communities on what to expect, what the alternatives were, what all this major infrastructure study has been over the past 2 years. And the next set of meetings is at the end of April. We're excited. We've been undergoing a noise study, so we're going to share with the community those results, answer any comments and questions, concerns at the next set of meetings. So it's been that's one of our major projects underway. So all that information is on our website, and we have some really great news and articles on some of our businesses on the website. So I really encourage anyone to learn more about the airport, learn more about what we're doing, and our communication going forward with the communities.
All right. We will link to that. That is Gloria Bouillon, who is the general manager of Beverly Airport. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.